It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Ashes of Kansas. We're getting set for a college basketball doubleheader this evening. In the heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens play host to the Graceland University Yellow Jackets. Hello again, everybody. We got Neil getting things fired up and running the board back at the Care Sports Studio tonight. Neil, thanks very much. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Is doubleheader, ladies game first, the guys game coming up at 7:30, and it is hard to believe that even though we are in the getting ready to go to the very late parts of the conference schedule and the regular season, yet Benedictine has not played Grayson this year until tonight. Delayed weather changes to the schedule and pushed things back, and now they're going to get together for the first time this year. What we're going to do, we're going to take a little quick break. We'll be back. We're going to bring you a little insight into the game, the starters, and then the tip-off for the ladies' game. And don't forget, guys' game coming up next, the first of two, getting underway here on Care Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We welcome you back once again to the Nolan Gymnasium, where the Benedict and Lady Ravens get set to go in game one tonight. And say what? Don't know when I've seen any team play better than the Benedict and Benedict women played last Saturday up at Oskaloosa. Both teams were absolutely fantastic. And the Benedict and women coming in here tonight, they are on a four-game winning streak, and that dates back to their upset win over number 4, Clark, back a week ago on January the 20th, hosting Graceland here tonight in the conference. These BC ladies are playing absolutely fantastic basketball. Now, again, the matchup's going to be the first time they play the Yellow Jackets this year. They're going to wrap up the regular season up in Lonai, and we will be going up there on February the 24th. That's it. Let's go into the starting lineups for these two teams. First of all, for Graceland, under first season head coach Willie Scott, Graceland comes in 9-11 on the season and 7-9 in the Hearts. They're going to be starting Alana Swift. Alana is a 5'6" senior from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, transferring from Norfolk State University. You've got Avery Walker Kinley, the hyphenated surname. She's a 5'6" senior from Lubbock, Texas, out of Southwest Oklahoma State. Kevin Embarek, a 5'11" senior from Converse, Texas, out of Davenport, Iowa, and from Cardinal Scripps University, 5'9" senior, Camry Dilley. And in the middle, it'll be Trinity Greenwood. She's a 5'9" freshman from Chicago, where she played at Simeon High School. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, BC head coach Chad Bolson. Coach Bolson, a guy who has been in the conference for a bit, his 22nd year coaching at Benedictine. Lady Ravens are going to be starting the same five that they started last Saturday with Alec Kramer, 5'7" senior from Seneca, Kansas, out of Omaha Central. They're going to have a Laura Dubert in there. He's from Beloit, Kansas, a junior at 5'7". From Wichita's Cape and Mount Carmel, the 6'1" junior Jennifer Jacobs. Meriden, Kansas City, and Jeff Westbrad, 5'8" senior Aaliyah Raines. And in the middle, 6'3" senior from Mustang, Oklahoma, it's Kyra Mishiraka. Benedictine. Talked about it a moment ago. I'll probably be talking about it all night. They just played so well in their last outing. And you come off a win like that, 103 points in that win. It's a pretty outstanding effort. Around the conference tonight, pretty slim pickings. There's only one other game going on tonight. That is Park. They have traveled up to Culver Stockton, making up a weather game from early in the year themselves. We're set to go here in front of a nice crowd. Hope you enjoy it. Lady Ravens and Graceland, the first of two. And as the ball goes up, the tip of the way is controlled down by Yellow Jackets, and we are underway. Swift, Walker Henry, Embarek, Jillian Greenwood. That's the Graceland five. They are going from right to left across your dial in this opening half. With the basketball working around the outside, they've taken the shot clock already down to single digits. Still live in the middle, and Mishiraka just steps in front of the pass and steals it away. Here comes Benedictine. Up the floor, then it's going to come Kramer. Alley will swing it over to the left side to Dubert. She'll dribble it off to the top. Kick it over to Rain. With a left-hand dribble to the top of the key. Back over to the right side it comes. The lob in the middle of Jacobs. The feed to Mishiraka. Can't stop that shot. It's up and in. Kyra for two. Mishiraka with the first 2 points in the ball game, and Benedictine breaks on top 2-0. Give an assist, by the way, to JJ. A minute gone. Grayson still looking for the first point of the game. That's going to be Alana Swift with the basketball. To the right-hand dribble, goes way out near the center circle, now drives it over to the right side, stops there, no room, gets it out on top to Greenwood. Pass down, low's going to be batted away, but saved. A long three on its way, well short. Rebound cleared away by Jennifer Jacobs. Here comes BC. Kramer with it down the right side, lobs it out on top. Jacobs attacks the basket, rejected! Oh, that shot was thrown down. And we're going to get a timeout. Graceland already. Coach Scott not happy with how his team is starting. Neil, we're taking our first break of the ball game. 8:34 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine 2, Graceland nothing.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
out of the timeout. Welcome back again to the Nolan Gymnasium. Here comes Grayson out of the timeout, and they'll put up a three and knock it down. That will take the lead on the long shot by Avery Walker Henry. It is 3-2 Yellow Jackets. 8:15 to play, quarter number one. Benedict it up the floor, over to the left side, swings it down to the wing to Dubert, out on top, back to the right. Reigns will go three, it's well short, and the long rebound is going to be cleared away. Greenwood coming down with the basketball and flying up the floor, that is going to be swift. She'll dump it over to the right side, going into the middle, ball's going to be batted away, stolen by Reigns. Here comes BC. Raven's running it the other way, outlet Dubert, right side, stops, squares, running three, too strong. Long rebound, Jacobs keeps it, and Benedictine will stay on offense. 7:40 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens trailing it by one in the early going. Here's a lob down to the baseline, and right away, I got to tell you, I'm very impressed with the hustle underneath and the athleticism, particularly of Heaven Embarn. I mean, we're familiar with her. We've seen her before. She's been in this program for a while, the 5'11 senior from Texas. Ravens are going to bring it into the baseline. 13 on the shot clock. Out on top, it's going to come to Rain. She'll pull up her dribble to Jacobs just above the free throw line. Back out on top, it's going to come. Here's Dubert for three. Wide to the right side, and the long rebound is going to trickle out of bounds and go out of play. You got Coach Scott down there. He's having a long heart-to-heart father-daughter talk with Avery Walker Henry. Avery has come out of the game. And in, put away for Grayson, is Janaya Davis, a 5'4" sophomore from Las Vegas. Here's a 15-foot runner off the mark. Offensive board pulled down. It's stripped away and stolen. Rain second steal of the night. She'll go to the left side to Jacobs. Jacobs drives, dumps it over. Kramer goes three. Too strong. Benedict and Ofer from the outside, but will come up with the offensive rebound and keep possession. 17-footer. In and out won't go for Miss Uraka. And back up court with the basketball. We're going to see Graceland. 6:40 to go. Points not coming easily tonight for Benedict. And now the shot is up. The long two is off the window and good. Trinity Greenwood. Grayson goes up 5-2. 6.5 to play in quarter number one. BC into the forecourt. Coach left side, Dubert. Lady Ravens have yet to make a substitution. No one at the score table yet. Dubert on top, squares up, goes three. There it is! Lauren Dubert ties the game at 5. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's Alana Swift with the ball. Turns around. Gets the offensive call from Coach Scott. Dumps it over to the left side to Davis. Davis brings it back out of top. And Park back to Davis. For Jelly, the shot up missing. Rebound. Kramer. Out of Kramer. Outstanding rebounder. Point guard handles the ball. Rebounds the ball. Now we'll bring it up the court on the outlet pass to Fischeraka. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Low-scoring game. Not like what we saw Saturday, where pretty much every touch resulted in points. And that Benedictine with a wild pass into the corner. Going to go out of bounds, and BC will turn it over. The Lady Ravens are going to give her back to Graceland in a tie game. 5:23 to go in the first. Walking it up the floor. BC's going to make one substitution, bringing Kennedy Nicholson in. And they're going to apply a little pressure on the upcourt play. It's knocked away by Nicholson. It's on the floor, rolling around. BC's going to pick it up. Here comes Dubert. Drives down, gets a nice screen, and misses the layup. Rebound Jacobs, and she's going to be fouled from behind by Janaya Davis. No, it's not going to be. It's going to be a Trinity Greenwood. Trinity Greenwood picking up her first personal foul, the 5'9 freshman. Into the ball game now for Grayson. We're going to get Vegas Camacho. She's also from Las Vegas, a 5'4" senior, transferring in from 60 State. Ravens with a basketball. It is a 5-5 game. We're at exactly the midpoint of the opening quarter. Out on top of this, going to be Rain. Dumps it over to the right side. Hubert looks into the middle. Nothing doing. Out on top of Jacobs, standing on the three-point line. Goes to Missy Rock, a free throw line. Oh, the give and go. Underneath, Jacobs misses the layup. That was a beautiful entry pass by Ms. Jiraka, and Jacobs misses the point-blank layup. Now Benedictine to make a couple of substitutions, make it three. So let's just reset the BC five out here, shall we? You're going to have Riley Rottinghouse, Josie Weiser, and Nicole Stork joining Kennedy Nicholson and Laura Dubin. Now, Josie with the steal, a driving layup in the bucket, Weiser for two. 7-5 at Benedictine. 4.5 to go, quarter number one. And as the ball comes up the floor, Nicholson reaches in, looking for the steal, and what she's going to do is pick up a foul. Now the ball is being handled up the floor by Vegas Camacho. Again, in the program, 5'4", in real life, 5 foot tall, probably, maybe. All over to the left side and back off on top. Here's a long three off the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be saved by Grayson, and then slapped out of bounds by Stork. It'll come back in again to the Yellow Jackets. 20 on the shot clock, 4:14 to go in the first quarter. Grayson will put it in at their baseline, but very near the right corner. Looking into the middle with it is going to be Davis. Kicks it off on top. The three, no. Rebounding it down, Dubert. Here comes Benedictine. Lauren will throw it over to the left side, and it's going to be slapped. No. It's going to get away and get out of bounds, and it's going to come back to Graceland. The pass over to the left side for Josie. A defender came up. Josie thought perhaps she had kind of deflected that out of bounds, and she let it go out of play, but it'll be off Benedictine. Here comes the runner on the other end, missing. Rebound, Rottinghouse. Rottinghouse with a pass. Stolen, and the follow-up layup is missed. And here comes BC with it again. This time, Dubert into the forecourt. Goes right side to Nicholson, and Lady Raven's a little shabby here in this opening quarter. Coach knows it. We're going to get a timeout with Chad Folsom. Taking a break with 3:46 to go in the first. Benedictine, 7, Grayson 5.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 7-Eleven Commercial Street.
From the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas, we've got women's college basketball tonight on Care Radio. The guys' game coming up at about 7:30, but right now, ladies' game. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. 3-point shot. Grayson is up off the rim 2 times, and it rolls in. The bucket is going to be good, and that is Janaya Davis for three. And Grayson goes back in front. It is now 8-7. DC in the forecourt. Here's Josie with it over to the left side where Nicholson will launch a three that's too strong. Rebound tipped out. Going to be controlled by Rottinghouse, and BC will maintain possession of the basketball. Benedictine struggling a little bit early tonight. 2 of their last 10 shots is all they've hit. Turning it over 3 times in the last minute and a half. Here's Nicholson for three. It's out. Hits the backboard. It goes back in again. Kennedy Nicholson's on the board tonight. 10-8, BC back in front. 2:45 to play the first. Now the pass in the middle, knocked away by Rottinghouse. You got to understand, Riley did not play Saturday. She's been under the weather, a little ill, but is back here today. Here's a shot. Too strong, and the rebound lost out of bounds off Graceland. Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. Dubert will check out for the first time this evening, and back into the Benedictine lineup will come Allie Kramer. So it's going to be Kramer, Nicholson, Weiser, Rottinghouse, and Stork for head coach Chad Folsom. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading it by a pair, 10-8. 2:22 to play. Opening quarter. Now BC's widening out the floor. Here's Josie, the long three. Won't fall. Lady Ravens having a hard time from the outside. They are, what, one of maybe five or six now. Grayson down court with it. Knifing into the lane. A lot of contact inside, and the driving layup is going to be up and in for Davis. Her 5 points of the game. Tied at 10. 2 minutes left in the first. Here's Kramer. Over to the left side, and Kennedy Nicholson will handle it way out of the wing to Kramer between the circles. And again, BC widening out and opening up that offense, trying to get a little daylight in the middle. Here's Josie for three. There it is, Josie Weiser. Coming off the bench, Josie having a good start to the game, has a quick five. 13-10 Benedictine. With a minute and a half to go in the first. Baseline jumper, right side, no. Weiser rebounds it down. Here running up the floor, taking it down the left side, across the timeline, outlet to Roddinghouse, and again, the Raven outlet pass is way too long, way too strong, goes out of bounds into the curbside cafe, or courtside maybe. I guess it's probably courtside, there's really not a curb. Minute 15 to go, opening quarter. Bracelet back and forth with it. They'll make a couple of changes in the lineup. And the pass in the middle. They're going to get a foul against Benedictine. Is it Stork or is it Weiser? It is going to be Stork. Nicole's first foul. Benedictine's second. Team foul in the first quarter. Coming to the free throw line is going to be Greenwood. She's a 63.2% free throw shooter on the year. And our first one tonight, in and out. Trinity Greenwood got a couple of points already. She also got four rebounds. So that's where she's really shined. Her second free throw is good. Give her 3 points in the game, and she draws Grayson back to within a pair at 13-11. With a minute 10 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine is back on offense. Roddinghouse on top, goes through Kramer. Old high school teammate. Back to the top of the key. Over to Kramer. Little head fake. Crosses over to baseline. Gets bumped and blocked and knocked out of bounds. The officials wait to get the number. The foul is going to be on Brianna Griffith. Her first, and now team fouls are even at two apiece with less than a minute to play in the first quarter. It is a 13-11 Benedictine lead. Lady Ravens putting in a play at the baseline, lobbing it way out on top. It'll be taken by Josie Weiser with 1 foot in the center circle. Here's Stork, back on top to Kramer, back to Weiser. She'll go three, and that one rims off, no. Long rebound saved by Nicholson. Here comes the Lady Ravens offense. Nicholson, a really long three, can't get it. Rebound tipped around, and Grayson is going to clear it down. Yellow Jackets had really packed it in the lane, looking for that rebound. The three from the right side, short. And BC will allow it to carom out of bounds. We're able to come back in again, too. Roddinghouse going to check back out of the game for Miss Uraka with 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. I'm sure that they're letting Riley kind of slowly get reacclimated to playing and play speed. Again, she's been out for a little bit with a bug, but she's got well, and she is back. Good to see. 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock's off. Benedictine working a ball for the last shot. In the corner, Nicholson's going to take it, won't hit it, and that's the end of the opening quarter. After one in the ladies' game here in Ashes, Kansas, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 13, Grayson 11.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
But a point they're a lot harder to come by tonight than they were on Saturday. It's been six at least, and only by a pair at 13-11 at the end of the opening quarter. St. Lady Raven TV scored 62 in the first half Saturday afternoon. A look at the standings in the conference right now. Clark continues to hold down the top spot. A half a game in front of Grandview. Clark 19-1, Grandview 19-2, Benedictine in third at 14-6. Just ahead of Mount Mercy at 13-7. Mid-American Park tied at 500. Oh, thank you. And Grayson of Missouri Valley, each 9-11. They're followed by Culver, Stockton, Central Methodist, Bruce State, Baker, and William Penn. Okay, you talk about Missouri Valley. They're going to come to Atchison. We'll be with them here in Manolan on Wednesday. So, and then it'll be over on Saturday in Canton at Culver, Stockton. Ravens have the ball to begin the second quarter. We're back underway. Nicholson bounces right side, out on top. Weiser. Josie cuts in, goes from 13, hits two more. Josie Weiser having a nice start. Josie Weiser with seven leads Benedictine in scoring. And here's a shot from the outside. Won't go. Weiser rebounds it down. Lady Ravens are going to run it the other way. Seven for Weiser, three apiece. Nicholson and Duber to two for Mr. Lottie. Benedictine scoring it now. The driving shot of the lane is going to be up and good for the Lady Ravens, and they will stretch their lead with 9:20 to go in the half. It is now 17-11. From the top, the three misses, and a rebound saved in. BC's coming up with a basketball. On the other end, here's Josie. Gets the shot away, draws the foul. Can't get it to roll in, but she's coming to the line for a couple of shots after the foul by Janiyah Davis. Davis, first foul of the game. Grayson, first foul of the second quarter. Nicholson coming out of the game for Lauren Dubert. So the Raven five will be Dubert and Kramer, Stork, Miss Uraka, and at the free throw line, a couple of shots for Josie. First one's in. So Josie Weiser already with 8 points tonight. Second free throw, gives her nine. It's now 19-11, Benedictine. 8:50 to go in the first half. Just into the forecourt, the pass will come to the top of the key. Back over to the left side. The baseline jump shot for two is no good. Rebound, turn away. Dubert coming up with the basketball. Benedictine hitting 7 of 21 shots so far tonight at 33%. 3 of 11 from outside. Here's Weiser. Attacks at the baseline. Stops just to the left side of the lane. Kicks it out on top to Duber. Shot clock. Plenty of time at 13. Here's Miss Uraka outside the lane. Back it's going to go to Kramer. Now the shot clock to 5 and 4. She's going to have to put this up. She'll horse it up. Doesn't get it away in time. And they're going to have a shot clock violation, and Benedictine didn't get a good look at the rim at all. So Benedictine 7 of 21 shooting the ball for 33%. Grayson 4 of 16. That is 25%. Grayson no better from outside. They're 2 of 9. Again, Benedictine 3 of 11. Here's a runner from about 8. Up and good. And Yelmacek has cut into the Raven lead. It is now 19-13. 7:50 to go. That bucket by Greenwood. Out on top, Josie. She'll go for three again. Off the backboard. Nearly goes in. Doesn't. But Kyra Mishrock is right there to clear the ward down. Lady Ravens are going to keep the offense alive. Another three. That was good by Dubert. Second three in the ball game for Lauren. 22-13 BC. 7.5 to go in the opening half. And Josie Weiser is going to be called for a foul. She got a little bit behind a lot of swift. So Josie picking up her first foul tonight. Weiser's coming out and also checking out of the game. Here comes the Cole Stork. Jacobs, Miss Uraka, Dubert, Weiser, and Rain. Kramer and Ring of the Benedictine Five. Inbound pass slapped out of bounds. Going to be knocked away by Reigns and Aaliyah. So quick. I mean, she just lightning fast out there. Gets a hand on that ball before you even know she's around. Here's a shot from the outside. Missing again. Rebound is going to be tipped out. Kringer's going to pat it out and then come up with it. Brings it down the floor. Weaves it on top. Beautiful behind-the-back dribble. Takes it down to the baseline. Long cross-court pass to Dubert. Drives to the baseline. Crosses over underneath. Skips it out on top and then going to turn it over. Beautiful handling of the basketball for the Ravens, but they ultimately unable to capitalize on the opportunity. And it's 6:50 to go in the first half. Leading by nine, Benedictine is back on defense. Cross-court pass to the left, comes back out on top. Now driving baseline, little crossover shot, blocked out of bounds by Kramer. Alec Kramer having a nice game. One of two shooting the ball, got a couple of rebounds and assists. Doing the things that point guards do. It'll come back in play with eight on the shot clock. Grayson will drive down the right side, back and in. Double team, falling away, shot from 13. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Jennifer Jacobs with the board, gets it away to Lauren. And Dubert, straight down the middle. Over to the right side. Down to feed Mr. Rocker, right side of the lane, just above the free throw line. Jermaine, she'll go three. Can't get it to drop. Rebound, the long board. Going to be swept away by Griffiths for Graceland. 6 minutes left in it. First half is going faster than it was. It started off a little slow, and now we're going to get a travel up topside. I guess maybe really the second quarter is what has picked up speed-wise. And I get the feeling that as this season has worn on, and this Lady River team is really kind of coming together and kind of getting things really figured out and playing extremely good at team basketball. Faster games suits them just fine. Here's Jacobs, goes in, goes up, two more. Jennifer Jacobs, her first points tonight. BC with a double-digit lead for the first time, up 24-13 at 5.5 to go. First half. Way out on top of it is going to be Swift. Over to the left side. Nelly with the ball, goes down the right side, a running shot off the block, doesn't get it, crashing in the middle, the ball's batted away, Juber comes up with it, she's one on three, drives down the right side, pushes it off on top. BC will run the offense, over to the left side, Reigns, great save by Aaliyah, skips it into Jacobs, pass to the right side, Mishiraka, way out near the three-point line in the baseline, back over to Reigns on the left, head fakes, loses their defender, kicks it high above the square, off the glass, a good Aaliyah Reigns for two. 26-13, Benedictine. Now the Lady Ravens with a 13-point lead. 4:49 to go. And in over 5 minutes of the second half, Benedictine has outscored its opponent 13-2. The drive to the left, batted away. Grayson's going to save it. Shot clock at already at 8. Here comes Rodriguez. The shot outside is up and good, and Grayson desperately needed that bucket. They had gone a long, long time without putting anything on the board. And that three for Cameron Dilling, you know, for Brianna Griffith. Here comes Benedictine leading it by 10. 26-16. The pass to the middle of Jacobs. Gets around her defender. Close it and scores it. Jennifer Jacobs with four. 28-16. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Quickly driving down the court, just attacking the bucket and then reaching in. Reigns strips it away. And a very frustrated Alana Swift just kind of looks at the defense and said, did he not foul me? And the defender goes, no, I didn't see that at all. Dubert and Kramer out of the ball game and kicking in for Benedictine. So we're going to get Riley Brueggemann and Kennedy Nicholson. 3:50 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens up a dozen. Shot blocked by Mr. Rocca. It's on the floor. Jacobs will pick it up. Outlet. Reigns. Outruns her defender. Can't get the shot to fall. The follow won't go in either. And Grayson dodges the bullet coming down with the rebound. Benedictine with a couple of good looks could not score one. And it's 3:20 left in the first half. Braceman back up the floor. There's a 17-footer. In and out, no good. BC with a rebound. Rugeman coming up with a basketball. And he's up the floor. And again, you're seeing a little frustration by Braceman now. That foul is going to be on Sophia Rodriguez. It'll be her first team foul, too. And Sophia is a 5'8" freshman from Berwyn, Illinois. Three minutes and 12 seconds to go in the opening half of this Lady Raven ball game here on KAIR-FM Horton-Atchison. Hook pass to the left to Nicholson. Into the corner it goes. Rugeman drives across. Pulls up from 13. Oh, no. She bounce passes it to Jacobs, whose shot won't drop. Rebounding it back down underneath. It's going to be Graceland. That was a sweet move, and I think that Jennifer was not quite ready for that pass to her and was not focused on the shot like she had hoped to be. Now the pass inside, stolen by Jacobs. She just outleaped her opponent, Greenwood, and Benedictine into the forecourt. Great to Jacobs. Little hook pass underneath for Roddinghouse. It's going to get away out of bounds off Benedictine and the Lady Ravens with another turnover. It'll be their seventh, or now their eighth of the game. 2.5 to play in the first half. And here's Rain. I thought there was a foul as she kind of runs into it. Great to play from behind. Dunn calls the shot, misses. Raven's back up. Rugeman for three. Wide right. Rebound Rain. Follows up. Wide right. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be saved underneath by Graceland. Benedictine sometimes maybe losing a little focus. When they do have that focus, they are extremely good. Now stepping inside the arc, the running jumper is good. Griffiths for two more. Brianna Griffiths has five. 28-18. And already at a minute 45 to go, opening half. Jacobs from 14. Nope. Jennifer having a hard time getting anything to fall right now. She is 2 of 7. And is a much better shooter than that as a rule. 17-footer from the left side, no good. Roddinghouse clears a rebound down after taking it off the floor. Rugeman up the court with it. Minute 20 to go in the half. Jacobs in the lane, turns and shoots. You get that one. Jennifer Jacobs with a half a dozen. Ravens back up by 12 at 30-18. And we are 75 seconds to go in the first half. And a cross-court pass is thrown away by Graceland. Jacobs will come out of the game, as does Reigns and Brueggemann. And Nicholson coming out. The Raven 5 will be Roddinghouse and Weiser, Dubert, Kramer, and putting the ball in play, Nicole Stork. Kramer up the floor with it. We're down to a minute to play first half. The turnaround for Stork from 15. No, the follow good. Riley Roddinghouse gets a pair. 32-18, and this is the largest lead for Benedictine today at 14. 50 seconds to go in the first. The feed in the middle is going to be deflected by Roddinghouse and knocks out of bounds off Benedictine. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Lady Ravens up 14. Grayson will put it in play again at their offensive end. This time just to the right of the goal, just outside the lane. It will lob to the free throw line. Backing in the middle, twisting is Embarek. Goes to the left side for Griffiths, and she'll hit another three. She is good. Tell you what, Brianna Griffiths come in and has gotten 8 second quarter points. 32-21. Shot clock and game clock about 4 or 5 seconds apart now as BC's up the floor as they're nearing the end of the first half. Kramer with the basketball to Dupert, Weiser, Stork, back out on top, 10 on the shot clock. Kramer back with it again at 7. Stork, right side Duber, into the corner to Weiser. She'll go for 3. It's off the mark. Rebound followed up. And Kramer, did she get fouled or did she just go out of bounds? No, they're going to say it's out of bounds to Benedictine. And the Lady Ravens will have it in with 3 seconds left in the half. Let's see what they hatch here. What's going to be the play to score in these final seconds of the first half? Kramer looking to bring it in. Goes right side. Josie, she'll go up for three. That's how you score at the end of the half. Josie Weiser from behind the goal, deep in the left corner. And it's halftime in Anderson. Looking back to summarize it for you. Team head for the break. Benedict at 35, Graceland at 21.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Done here in Atchison, and the Lady Ravens up 14. That equals their largest advantage of the game. And let's recap how the scoring has gone in the first half. For Grayson, say what, Benedict and Vincent caused them all kinds of trouble. Only 21 halftime points. 11 in the opening quarter, 10 more in the second. They're led in scoring by Brianna Griffiths, who's coming off the bench. The 5'11" freshman for Port Charlotte, Florida. 8 first half points. She has been very good for them. Trinity Greenwood and Janaya Davis, each with 5, and Avery Walker-Henry with 3. So only 8 points in the first half from the Graceland starters. For Benedictine, talk about great bench play. Talk about Josie Weiser. 12 points for Josie. Coming off the bench, she leads the Lady Ravens in scoring. Following her, a half a dozen apiece for both Mara Jubert and Jennifer Jacobs. 3 in the first half for Kennedy Nicholson. And then 2 apiece for Allie Kramer, Aaliyah Raines, Riley Roddinghouse, Kyra Mishiraka. Benedictine with 22 second quarter points. And they lead by 14 at halftime. The men's teams are at the court warming up. Don't forget, we'll have the guys' game coming up at about 7:30. But first, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll return to begin the second half of the ladies' game first, but right now, with the intermission score from the Nolan Gym. Benedictine 35, Graceland 21. Back we go. Our man Joseph holding down the fort in the Care Sports studio with your halftime.
Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy 2 floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7, where we're bringing you a rare Monday night Benedictine basketball game. We will return to Graceland visiting Benedictine in just a few minutes. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule coming up on tomorrow night, we've got Valley Falls at Oskaloosa. That game has got a registered 6 p.m. kip for the women's game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7 or so, or 7:30 or so. Possibly as late as 8. Wednesday, we've got Benedictine basketball again as Missouri Valley is coming to town. 5:30 is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Studios and comes to you immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Friday comes back to high school basketball as we've got Marhill Mount Academy taking on JCN. That has got a 6 p.m. scheduled tip. However, it is at the Marhill Mount Academy gym, and they do run just a little bit slow. So be prepared to wait till allow 6:15 to 6:20 for that girls' game to begin. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are on the road at Culver Stockton. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
There's a couple of games going on right now in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We've got this game, and of course, Culver Stockton and Park are meeting up today. Park has got a 18-point deficit to Culver Stockton's 38 points. And in this game, we've got the Lady Ravens leading 35 to Graceland's 21. In men's basketball, we're going to have a couple of games coming up tonight. Again, Graceland and Benedictine and Park and Culver Stockton. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 32 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, 28. Sunny skies and dry Wednesday. Clouds on the increase by Thursday. Upper 50s Wednesday. Mid 50s by Thursday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 53 degrees up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. It feels like 51 out there with the winds out of the west at 6 miles per hour. Excuse me. Relative humidity, 65%. The dew point is 42 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 30.08 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olave? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on CARE Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, msconews.net. That's msconews.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
CARE 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on msesports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. CARE 93.7, your local sports authority.
Welcome back to the Nolan. Good to have you along with us, everybody. Many thanks to our man, Joseph. He's the guy in the Carriage Board Studio. Got you all that update. Let you know what was going on and handle business at halftime. And Joseph, thank you. We appreciate all you do. Tom Couts with your courtside for the Benedict and Lady Ravens are up 35-21 in intermission over the visitors from Lamoni, Iowa, the Braves with the Lady Yellow Jackets. Welcome back. And say what, Benedictine? Very candidly, plays well against Graceland. In fact, you go back to, you know, probably before Joseph was born in 2005. You go back to 2005, Benedictine is 28-4 against Graceland. They won 5 of the last 6. They've won 10 straight here in the Nolan. And last year they won here 76-39. The score is shaping up to be not all that different right now, 35-21. The Ravens defense has just been so, so good. In fact, before they've gotten on the nice little winning streak, they gave up over 70 points in their loss to Mount Mercy and their loss to Mid-America. Since then, they've been holding their opponents to 57 a game, okay? And that has made a huge difference for them. The defense and holding those teams well below 60 certainly helps your opportunities to win games. And the Lady Ravens looking to take another win here as they are in on a four-game winning streak. Benedict into the home whites with red and black lettering and trim. Getting set to start with the original five of Alec Kramer, Lauren Tuber, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Reigns, and Tyra Mishiraka. Quote Graceland, they are in, they're traveling, and I'm going to call it like a dark charcoal gray. That's not charcoal gray. With navy blue lettering and trim piped in gold. Graceland's going to be starting. They're starting five of Alana Swift and Avery Walker-Henry, Kevin Embarek, Camry, Dilly, and Trinity Greenwood. And the starters for this team have not really been lighting it up. In fact, only two starters have scored. And the team's leading scorer, Graceland's team, Alana Swift, who takes the inbound pass and brings it up the floor, has no points yet. She comes into the game averaging over 15. And now the Ravens coming up with a steal on the first possession. Here comes Benedictus. Down the right side with it will be Tubert. Comes out on top. Jacobs above the three-point ring. Back going to go to Lauren. Lady Ravens on offense. Just underway here in the second half. Not a second-half shot taken yet. Really, really good crowd again here tonight. Student appreciation at 14-footer for range. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Pulled down Kyra. Follows up. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Graceland this time. Now the ball's going to be knocked away from behind, and Kramer can save it. I didn't know if she was going to be able to, but she knocks it away from Greenwood, picks it up off the dribble, and brings it back up the floor. Benedict is still on offense. The feet underneath. Kyra, left-hand layup, missed again. Rebound is on the floor, and what do we got? A foul call? We do. And it's going to be on Benedict is Allie Kramer. Allie picking up her first foul of the ball game. Benedict in team foul one of the third quarter. We are a minute into a scoreless second half, 35-21. Lady Ravens in front. Going from left to right across your dial, Grayson is back on offense. They'll come off way on top to Trinity Greenwood. And now we have a foul off the ball. I think it's on Jacobs. It is. So Jennifer Jacobs says they reached around and hooked her player, so it'd be her first foul. And quickly, Benedictine with two third quarter fouls. Grayson will bring it out on top to Heaven Embarek. Now, Heaven, no block. Well, one block today, and she leads the conference. She's a good shot blocker. Shot is up, no good from the right side. Ravens rebounding it down. And here comes Kramer up court, weaving left and right, back into the lane. Twist, lobs it out on top. Dubert will go three. Nope. Rebound, and way over the back goes Miss Uraka. Is there a foul? Yep. Kyra will pick up her first. Benedictine. We're a minute and a half into the second half. They've got three third quarter fouls already. This could be nothing but good for Graceland. They're not going to get a lot of free throw opportunities here in the third. And a game that had moved along pretty briskly could easily take a turn and go much more slowly here in the third. Here's the pass on top. The three is up and missing. And the rebound, Kramer, who gets blown up from behind. Is she okay? Her teammates are down there checking on her and huddled over her. And they pick her up. And she comes up hanging onto her right elbow and kind of shaking it off. She's going to stay out there. She got hit from behind really solidly. Foul is going to be on Avery Walker-Henry. Her first. But Allie stays out in the game. Looks like she's okay. She's going to keep the ball. Running up the floor. 7:45 to go, and but it's still a scoreless third quarter. Reigns will have it on the right side. It'll skip past into the middle of Jacobs. Pushes out on top. Dubert back to Reigns. Feeds in the middle, and Jacobs will miss the layup, but apparently got a little push from the back. And that foul is going to be on Greenwood. I suspect no, the foul is going to be on Dilly. Camry Dilly's first foul. We've had more fouls in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter than we had the first half. First free throw will not go in for Jacobs. Jennifer, the free throw line, will hit the second. A 59% free throw shooter on the season. She'll collect her seventh point. The first point of the second half belongs to Benedict, and it is 36-21. And now the Lady Ravens coming up with a steal. That's Miss Uraka picking up the loose basketball. Jacobs will bring it up away and then hand it over to Allie Kramer, and the senior from Nemaha Central High School runs the ball clip from the point. Feeds underneath to Jacobs, lays it off the glass, gets to Jennifer Jacobs. 9 points now for Jennifer, 38-21. And on the other end of the floor, another foul, and I believe another one on Miss Uraka. It'll be Kyra's second, Benedict's fourth already. Kyra coming out of the game. Back in for the Lady Ravens is going to come Riley Rottinghouse. Riley, one of one in the first half. And in limited time, came up with a quick 5 rebounds. Here's a falling away shot, up and rolling in. And there's the first point for Graceland's leading scorer. That's Alana Swift getting her first two. 38-23. Benedictine is 6:40 to go in the third quarter. It's been kind of a slow-moving third quarter. Here's a shot for Jacobs. She gets fouled and will come to the line again. The foul is going to be on Shania Davis. So Janaya will have her second foul tonight. And JJ, who is one of two a moment ago, first one is up and in. Jennifer Jacobs in double figures already. And now has 11. 40-23 BC for the second time in a ball game. They equal their largest lead at 17. Jacobs is going to have a double-double tonight, just so you know. Already 11 points and 8 rebounds, and we've still got 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Top side of the basketball is going to be Alana Swift. Bracelet on offense. Cutter into the lane, taking it down the right side. Shot is up, no good. Aggressive rebound. The shot's going to be blocked, and we got a foul on Rain. Aaliyah Rain's foul number one. And now Benedictine will put Grayson in that bonus with still over 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. The fast pace of the game, as we talked about in the first half, seems to agree with the Lady Ravens. But all these fouls are not going to let that happen in the third. Swift's first free throw is good. She's an 83-plus percent free throw shooter and will hit them both. And as she collects both free throws, we're going to get a timeout. Joseph, taking a break. What do you say? 6:09 to go in the third quarter here in Atchison. Ladies basketball, Benedictine 40, Graceland 25.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
We come back. Benedictine putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. And we're going to see Grayson go to a little full court pressure. The Ravens are going to break it into the forecourt down the right side, but it's going to come. Kramer with an out on top. Gets it over to Dubert. Back out on top. It'll come to Allie. And again, the Lady Ravens, I think you did earlier in the game, spreading the floor a little bit on the offensive end. Here's Reigns with the basketball. She's not gotten a lot of shots tonight. Hit 1 of 5 so far. Here's a baseline jumper. Not going to go. And BC will lose it out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Grayson in the backcourt. Right now, Benedictine, 16-43, shooting the basketball, hitting just over a third of their shots. Grayson is 9-33, 27%. Benedictine at 34. Yellow Jackets bring it up the floor. A little token pressure by Benedictine. Now the cross-court pass is batted away by Range, but it'll be saved by Swift. Here comes Graceland. Hook pass left side. Three-point shot. Rims out. Won't go. Rebound. And as she goes up for the ball, Dubert gets undercut. Falls to the floor, but springs quickly to her feet, and she's okay. We're going to have a foul on Heaven and Bark. It'll be her first team foul four. So now everybody's going to be shooting free throws, and we've still got 5:22 to go in the third. Benedictine up the floor. Griesland doubling the basketball now, trying to trap it on top, nearly stealing it away. Dubert's able to save it, kicks it over to the far side, and it's Nicholson losing it out of bounds. Benedictine struggling with the pressure when Griesland applies it. They do not stay with the pressure a lot, and not sure why that is, but apparently Coach Scott knows his team, and the shot goes up for Benedictine. It's no good. Now the ball is running around on the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds to Graceland. Benedictine on the court with Stork, Rodinghouse, Reigns, Dubert, and Nicholson. It's brought in play by Swift. She'll swing it over to the left side to Davis. Trinity Greenwood with it. Down the left side. Line of shot deflected by Rodinghouse. Picked up by Stewart. Here comes Benedictine. Up forward to basketball. It's going to be Kramer into the forecourt. Lobs it down the right side. Kennedy. Nicholson will drive it up toward the top side with a little left-hand dribble. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by 15. Cross-court pass batted away, but Duber's able to save it. As she gets bumped and bumped, and there's a foul. And Anaya Davis will have her third. And Davis, having come in off the bench, really gave her team a bit of a spark in the opening half. She got 5 opening quarter points. Hasn't scored since. And again, now she has 3 fouls. The first free throw is up and good for Lauren Dubert. 7 points for Lauren. That was her first free throw opportunity of the night. Second one. Rims out, no good. Rebound, Yellow Jackets. Greenwood coming up with a basketball, flying up the floor. Is going to be Swift. She'll take it away. Pull up 14-foot follow-away shot is no good. Rebound tipped out. It'll be saved by Dubert. She gets bumped and fouled. And again, you see a little frustration for Grayson. Really aggressively going after the ball. Maybe a little out of control, a little out of balance. Alana Swift will collect that foul. It is only her first, but again, both teams in the bonus, and at 4:18 to play in the third, we go to the Ravens into the court, where it'll be Dubert coming to the line. Dubert, an 84-plus percent free throw shooter. That was good. That is her 8th point tonight. She could have a double-double, already with 6 rebounds. Also, second free throw, good. Point number 9. 43-25, Benedictine. 4:15 to go in the third. Guys, game still coming up. Don't go away. Davis with it on the right side, back to the free throw line, cutting into the lane, falling away, little over-the-back shot is up and no good. Rebound is on the floor. We get a jump ball called as players for both teams hit the hardwood. Nicole Stork getting tangled up down there with Camry Dilley. It'll be Raven basketball with the alternate possession. Figured we would see Josie back in by now. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. She had such a great first half. Here's Reigns with it. Feeds underneath. Stork turns. Kicks it out to Rodinghouse. Pushes it on top. Dubert for 3. Nope. Rebound. Cleared away by Graceland. Yellow Jackets picking up the floor. Flying down the left side is going to be Camacho. The shot for 3. No. Rebound Nicholson. Nicholson gets run into, throws up an arm. Kennedy looks frustrated out there. She's been kind of slamming the ball around and not looking particularly happy with how things have gone tonight. She's put up her left forearm in kind of a defensive maneuver. The Graceland player who got the foul called on her, Vegas Camacho. He's not going, geez, she threw her arm up. It'll be Camacho picking up the foul, and BC back of the line. Kennedy Nicholson is up there. Her free throw's good. And for Kennedy, her fourth point tonight. She hit an opening quarter three-point shot. She's 15 of 25 on the season at the free throw line and will hit both of these. 45-25, Lady Ravens go up 20. It is now their largest advantage of the day, and it is Weiser checking into the game, and as the Ravens surround the basketball, Benedictine will be called for a foul deep in the backcourt, just in the field of play. And now we're going to walk again to the other end of the floor. So again, this is part and parcel of the new style of resetting fouls at the end of each quarter. No more having to get to seven. No more one and one. First free throw. Perfect for Vegas Camacho. Vegas gets her first point today. She only averages 1.8 a game, but she's a really good free throw shooter. Hits both of them. And it's 45-27, Lady Ravens. BC dealing against the full court pressure. Nicholson will bring it up, no sweat. Kennedy has it right side, dumps it deep into the corner. Roddinghouse back to Nicholson. Out on top between the circles to Kramer. BC back around to the left side. Roddinghouse throws it to the baseline and into the hands of a defender. Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. The ball is going to be stolen by Griffiths, and here comes Camacho. Little one-hand push pass right side. Rodriguez goes right side to Griffiths. She's deep in the corner, feet to the block, back and in, falling away from about 10 or 12 and knocking it down. That is Trinity Greenwood, 7 points for Greenwood. 45-29, Benedictine. BC will get into the forecourt on the long outlet pass. Here's Nicholson for three. There it is, Kennedy! 48-29, Lady Ravens. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Down the right side of the lane, the ball batted away, and they're going to call a travel. Good defense by BC that trip up. Coming into the game for Coach Folsom for the first time tonight, here comes Riley Wade. So Riley will check in with 2 minutes to go in the third. Benedictine still in the backcourt. Long pass down the right side. Nicholson feeds in the middle, and a short goes up. Can't get the shot to fall, but draws the foul, and she'll come up to the line. Well, we have had a boatload of third-quarter free throws. Cameron Jelling will pick up a second foul. And Nicole Stork, no points yet of the game. I think she is. She and Riley Brueggemann, the only two Lady Ravens who have played, who have not scored. And the first free throw won't go in. One more shot coming up for Nicole. There it is. She rattles it home. And Benedictine goes back up again by 20 at 49-29. Pressure by Josie on the upcourt play by Vegas Camacho. Bounce pass to the right. That was a pretty movement to the basketball and an easy layup. Trinity Greenwood has nine. 49-31, Benedictine. And the Raven upcourt pass is thrown away. It will be Graceland basketball. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Ravens leading it by 18. And now the pass into the middle to absolutely no one. I suspect that Camacho thought Greenwood was going to be breaking from this side of the free throw line down into the lane. And Greenwood is complaining to the officials that Raven had touched the ball, but the officials having none of it. And here comes BC up court. Having trouble with it is going to be Wade. Finally gets it to Kramer, who comes up the floor. She gets banged into pretty solidly. And another Graceland foul. It's going to be on Sophia. .120 to go in this lengthy, slow-paced third quarter. The free throw is good for Allie Kramer, her third point tonight. Looks the second one over. Gets them both. So at the free throw line, they've had a lot of shots. Benedictine is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 of 14 in this quarter. Here's a long three, missing. Nicholson rebounds it. Benedictine up the floor. Kennedy down the court, comes over to the right side. Back out on top of the cup to Kennedy. Top of the key to Stork. Nicole starts left, jumps it over to the baseline. Kramer has it there. We're inside the last minute of the third quarter. Wade to Nicholson for three. Oh, yeah. Kennedy Nicholson, another three. 52-31. 45 seconds to go in the third. Up the floor. The ball's loose. Saved by the Ravens. Benedictine back up court. And again, you see the difference when the teams move quickly. And now, Stork Slipston maybe got pumped to the floor, but no foul called on that possession. But the Ravens are going to control the ball down. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. The ball's going to be knocked away from Kramer. She goes into the backcourt to recover it. Shot clock to 10. And now we're going to have a foul. There's plenty of reaching in and pushing, but foul is going to be on Greenwood. Only her second. That is the 10th third quarter foul by Graceland. And yet they only have one player with more than two. They've spread it around. The free throw for Kramer, no good. Allie with 4 points so far tonight, and Benedictine leading it by 23. This one, yes. 55-31. 13 seconds, 12, 11. Now the ball's going to be batted away. It's on the floor. Taken away by Nicole. Up the floor, stolen back by Graceland to the baseline. The shot, no. Rebound, Ravens, third quarter shot. Well, it was a marathon, but Benedictine really won at that long range. We'll be back to talk about that as we go to the fourth quarter here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The score, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 55, Graceland 31.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For 3 quarters, Benedictine has had 9 players get into the scoring column, and 3 of them in double figures, led by Josie Weiser, who did not score in the third quarter, but still paces the way with a dozen. 11 apiece for Kennedy Nicholson and Jennifer Jacobs. 9 so far for Lauren Dubers. Thank you. For Graceland, Trinity Greenwood is now the leading point scorer. She's got 9, 8 for Brianna Griffiths. You got Janiyah Davis, 5, 4 for Swift, 3 for Walker, and 2 for Camacho. I'm going to spin this
my way.
The Raven defense is good. Giving up 11 in the first quarter, 10 in the second, 10 in the third. You could also say that Grayson's not a real scoring juggernaut, but that's okay. You still got to play good defense, and I would rather give the Lady Ravens credit for holding this team to 11, 10, and 10 in each of the first 3 quarters. We're going to the fourth here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one, so do not go away. Starting the fourth quarter, Benedictine is going to have Riley Wade, Nicole Stewart, Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Kramer, and Josie Weiser. Different five to begin this quarter, and the Ravens are going to pursue the basketball. Baseline jump shot three is up and good. From deep to the right corner, Brianna Griffiths, she's back in front of the Grayson scoring now at 11. 55-34 BC, just underway in the fourth. Josie right side, she'll go three, not going to get that one. And long rebound is going to be swept away by Dilly. She'll bring it up, dump it over to the right side to Griffiths. Griffiths three more, she's good, she gets it. Brianna Griffiths, that's her fourth three tonight. And it's 55-37. 9:20 to play. Josie gets trapped the ball on the far sideline, and the ball, before it gets knocked away, before the Ravens lose it, Coach Folsom is going to take a timeout. Saves his team of possession, and Joseph, he's going to save a break for us. We're going to take a break with him. 9:09 to go in the game. Lady Ravens lead Grayson 55-37.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Okay, we're live on the radio, and this is impromptu, but I'm going to reach over to Adam here and say, did Sports Information make a Taylor Swift reference? Am I up to speed with this Feeling 22 crack that we get in this one? Is that right? Is that what that is? You don't know? Come on. I thought everybody knows Taylor Swift now around here. I think that's what it is. I don't know. I should ask my daughter. She could tell me. We're back at it here in the fourth quarter with 9 minutes to play. Grayson is going to bring the ball up as Benedictine putting it in play, unable to score. And into the forecourt they come, the hook pass from the top of the key. Driving it down the right side, dishing into the corner, back out on top, bit of a head fake. Camacho goes into the lane, the defense cuts her off, brings it back out on top. And the cross-court pass stolen by Nicholson. Benedictine with a 2-on-2. Goes in the middle of Wade, in, up, no. Rebound Josie, in, up, no. Rebound cleared away by Grayson, and Griffiths pulls down the rebound. Up the floor, driving, shooting, can't hit it. Rebound, Benedictine. Stewart pulls down the ball. Alana Swift for the Yellow Jackets, okay? She is their leading scorer. Here's the feed underneath. The shot by Stork's no good. Alana Swift has scored 12 or more points for Grayson in 12 straight games. She had 25 against Clark, and that Feeling 22, she had the 22 against the Yellow Jackets in the last win. She is not going to get 12 tonight. I'm going to tell you that right now. Here's a driving shot in the middle. No. Follow shot. No. And a foul on Stork. And Benedictine is going to make 1, 2, 3, 4 substitutions. And what I'm doing here is I'm not just like sitting here watching the game, but in fact, I'm scouring the floor. And in fact, I'm looking for number three for Grayson, who at one moment was at the very end of the bench. I'm not seeing her out here right now. Is she down there? Well, anyway, Swift with 4 points tonight. Free throws, both good. So a couple of more points for Trinity Greenwood. And Benedictine leads it now 55-39 with 8 minutes left. Over to the right side with it. Rain gets it to Miss Uraka. That was a beautiful assist by Rain. Kyra's 4 points in the game. 57-39 BC. Shot from the left side for three. No. Rebound slapped way out on top. It'll be rescued by Dilly. They'll come back over to the right side. Backing in. Crossing over. The shot blocked by Nicholson. Here comes Reigns up the floor. She's doubled up. Saves it. The feed in the middle. Kyra. Behind the back pass. Turnaround shot won't fall for Reigns. It's going to go out of bounds back to Graceland. We've got 7:19 to go. 57-39, Lady Ravens out front. Benedictine going to pick up their 15th win tonight. We always say the magic number is 20, and they're in a good spot to get to that number. Here's a drive to the left side. Bringing it back out on top is going to be Vegas Camacho. She is brilliantly fast. And now the Ravens are going to reach in and pick up a foul, and that whistle is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. It is her second foul, and the good news is it is only the second Benedictine foul of the fourth quarter. Inbound comes out on top again to Jelly. She'll go three. Got that one. She has been shooting and shooting and shooting. And after missing her first seven shots, six of them were threes, she finally knocked one in. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over on the inbound play. And we're going to get a BC timeout. Let's take a break with the Lady Ravens. Joseph with 6:54 to play in the game. Lady Ravens 57, Graceland 42.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 7-Eleven Commercial Street.
With it here in the Nola Gymnasium, coming out of the timeout, Grayson puts the ball to play. They're just going to square up, put up a long shot. It misses and chasing it down. Nice job by Reigns as Aaliyah is able to track it down before it gets out of bounds, and Benedictine comes into the forecourt. And again, Grayson with the aggressive, very, I hate the word, but it's very accurate here, physical defense is just pushing and shoving it out. As Jacobs goes up with a shot, the defender just reaches across, and Sophia Rodriguez will collect the foul. There was nothing particularly deft about that play. It was just reach across and whack the arm. And what you're not going to do, you're not going to let him get that shot, that easy, easy shot underneath. And Jennifer's going to come to the free throw line. First one is up and barely moves the net. Isn't good. A dozen points now for Jennifer Jacobs. She's still two rebounds short of a double-double, though. The second one rolls around and it's in. 59-42 BC, 6.5 to go. Over to the right side with the basketball. Grayson is on offense. Here's a shot for three. It's a little bit off the mark. And it'll go out of bounds on the fly. BC will bring it in from the backboard. Student section across the way. He's rather delighted with that turn of events. The Lady Ravens are back on offense. Here's Reigns. Kicks it left side. Kennedy squares for another three. It goes in. Kennedy Nicholson, 14 points. 62-42. And we're 6 minutes to go. The ball's going to be knocked away from Camacho, but she's able to save it. Comes it over to the left side. For the long three is up and good. And Sophia Rodriguez makes a critical error. She looks into the crowd that's been really on her team all night long. And, well, they like that a lot. 5:40 to play. Jacobs feeds to Mr. Rocca. Comes out on top. Dubert's three. Got it. Lauren Dubert with a dozen. 65-45. 5.5 left. Long cross court. Uncontested three. Drains it from deep to the right side. And Brianna Griffiths has been the salvation offensively for this Graceland team tonight. She's got 5 threes. Here's a feed to the left side. Jacob's left-handed layup is in. And we're going to get a timeout with Coach Willie Scott. Taking a break, Joseph down to 5:07 to play. Lady Ravens 67, Graceland 48.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Just over 5 minutes to play in game one tonight. And Benedictine out in front of Grayson in the ladies' game, 67-48. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here. Lady Ravens continue to score well. I mean, even on a night like this, it felt like it was going slowly. The next time you look up, 67 points, 5:07 to go. Now, here's the thing. They're not going to be like they were Saturday when the bench alone scored 55 and the team rolled up 103, but it's going to be another good offensive night for Coach Folsom's team here tonight. Grayson with the basketball, straight away from the top. There's 3 up and good. And now you got Sophia Rodriguez walking over to the crowd and engaging them. Here comes Benedictine. Stepping inside, Dubert lobs it across. Miss Uraka behind the head layup. No. That would have been pretty spectacular. Now Dubert steals it back. And here comes BC. Coach Folsom is telling Lauren, I want you topside. We need a 1 up here. And Lauren is the 1. Now she gets stripped and knocked to the floor. There have been a lot of people on the floor tonight. The foul on Trinity Greenwood, her 3rd. And still, there's no Graceland player with more than 3 fouls. We've got 4:20 to play. Benedictine brings it in. Nicholson puts it up. Off the rim. High rebound. Tied up on the floor. And Yellow Jackets are going to have possession. No, Benedictine will have possession. They're going to call a jump ball. Ravens will have it into the baseline. It'll be Dubert. Nicholson, Dubert, Jacobs, Reigns, and Miss Uraka. The Benedictine 5. Dubert needs some help. Finally gets it in. Nicholson, Miss Uraka, topside range. Passes up the 3. I'm surprised. Here's Jacobs. Back door. And off Reigns' hand. Obviously had to be looking at the rim or something. Certainly didn't have a focus on the basketball as it glances off her and goes out of bounds. And we're going to get another timeout. Let's take a break, Joseph. They're coming fast and furious. We're at 4 minutes and 9 seconds to go. It's still Benedictine in front, 67-51.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Show for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Coming out of the timeout, it is Graceland basketball. We're down to 4 minutes to play as the Yellow Jackets into the forecourt. Right side, driving, falling away. Shot is off the mark for Dilley. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson up court, weaves to the middle and rotates back out on top. Keeps the dribble alive. Out on top, it'll be to Jacobs. Feeds underneath, Miss Uraka. An easy, easy 2. It's a half dozen for Kyber tonight. 69-48, Benedictine. And a 3.5 to play. These two teams went for a couple of minutes without putting any points on the board. Griffiths with it, around to the left side. One hand push pass over to Greenwood. Falls away, shoots and misses. Rebound, battle for, and got a foul on Gilly. Foul number three for Graceland, 5'9" senior from Davenport. She transferred here out of Cardinal Stritch, well known as a quality college basketball program. Benedictine up with it. Here's Nicholson. I thought maybe Kennedy would take that shot, but early in the shot clock, decides not to. But from the baseline, here's one that's launched again by Lauren Dubert. Lauren, 1, 2, 3, fourth three tonight, 72-48. So Benedictine is still going to get to 80 here this evening. We're going to get another timeout, this one by the Yellow Jackets. The good news is each team has only got one left, so there's not that many to go. Joseph, timeout, 2:48 left. Benedictine Lady Ravens leading at 72-51.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a
who the Lady Ravens are going to come out on the court with. It will be, looks like the same five that they went into the timeout. Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Schubert, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Kyra Mishiraka. Jacobs still with only 8 rebounds to go with her 15 points. Lauren Schubert, 7 rebounds to go with her 15. Kennedy Nicholson, Jason, both of them with 14 points. And the ball comes in, and Grayson will turn it over on the inbound. They toss it in to Vegas Camacho. Well, I think kind of looked up to see where he was going to go, and the ball just kicks up her hands right out of bounds, 2 inches away from the sideline. Here comes Benedictine. Duber drives, dishes, Rains passes up on the three again. Down to the baseline, Mishiraka. There's a two from about 16 feet of baseline right. 74-51. I'm surprised to see Aaliyah Raines passing up on some of these shots. These are shots he would normally take. 16-footer is up and good for Trinity Greenwood. 74-53. Benedictine into the forecourt. Raines, Jacobs, Nicholson. 2 minutes to play. The feed in the middle of Jacobs. Backdoor again. Jacobs, another assist and another two for Mishiraka. 76-53. And we're at a minute 50 left. Basketball way over to the left side. Vegas Camacho. 16-footer. No. Rebound. Dubert. Great interior position. She did a good job of getting herself between herself and the defender. Here's a feed underneath. Nicholson for the layup. Kennedy gets in the middle, and she picks up her 16th point and is now the leading scorer for Benedictine. 78-53. 75 seconds to play. Camacho with it. How good would it be to be named after your hometown? Maybe not so good. I don't know. Depends where you're from, I suppose. But Vegas is named for her hometown. Here's a driving shot up and in. BC up the floor. 3-point shot for Nicholson. Wow, she is so good. 3 more for Kennedy. 19 points for Kennedy Nicholson. And Benedictine is going to make a 4-player substitution rotation. Who's staying out there? Okay, it's going to be Hang on a minute. The play gets up to court. We'll pick up this Graceland possession first. And as the shot goes up, we get a whistle, and we will have a foul. And it is going to be on one of the new players in. Let's just set up the new five, shall we? You've got Michaela Bauman. Now you got coming into the game also is going to be Riley Brueggemann. Got Shea Lewis back in the game. Shea got some good PT up in Oskaloosa Saturday. Nicole Stork is out there. Riley Wade. First free throw. And the second free throw makes it to 81-57. So, the Ravens with a half a minute to go got that commanding 24-point lead. BC with it up top side. It's going to be Brueggemann. Gets it over to Riley Wade. Starts to the right side. Holds it up on the elbow. Now the give and go underneath, and Wade can't hit the little runner. Shot clock's off. 10 seconds left. Grayson. They want her to shoot so bad. Driving in. Lots of contact. They're not going to call a foul at this point, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight. Benedictson, 81. Graceland, 57. We'll be back here at the Nolan to wrap it up for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Well, the Lady Ravens collect their 15th win of the season tonight at the expense of Grayson here in the Nola Gym, winning it 81-57 for the Yellow Jackets. Two players leading the way in scoring with Brianna Griffin, 17, Trinity Greenwood, 15. Falls all the way to Sophie Rodriguez, who had 8, all of those in the fourth quarter, late going. 5 tonight for Janiyah Davis, 4 for Alana Swift, and 3 each for Avery Walker-Henry and Camry Gilly. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, wow. You had 5 double-figure scorers tonight. Kennedy Nicholson blazing the trail with 19 points. She hit 5 of 10 shots from 3. 6 of 11 overall, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Kennedy, a great line tonight, 19 points to lead everyone. 15 apiece for both Lauren Dubert and Jennifer Jacobs, and Josie Weiser with a dozen. Following them, it was a 5-point game for Alec Kramer. Two tonight were both Riley Rottinghouse and Aaliyah Rain. And Nicole Stork with one this evening. And I was looking for that Jennifer Jacobs double-double that did not materialize as she and Lauren Dubert each ended the night with 8 rebounds, but double-figure scoring. As I mentioned, Benedictine advances to 15-6 and now 13-4 in the Hunt for America Athletic Conference. Grayson is now 9-12, 7-10. Don't go far. Second half of our college hoops doubleheader getting set to come your way shortly. It will be the men's game. BC and Grayson, stay tuned for all that action. Final score was for the ladies' game. Benedictine winning the 5th in a row. Knocked off Grayson tonight, 81-57. We'll be back shortly, but in the meantime, we're going to kick it back to our man, Joseph. He's in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Going to be taking good care of you for a bit.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.